Hundreds of Middle Tennesseans spent Friday night in the Cookeville High School parking lot. They were lined up to get into a free traveling clinic that for some has become a primary source of health care. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
Aaron Walker was not a new patient at the First Come, First Served event run by Remote Area Medical, or RAM. The Crossville resident and her husband arrived at 1 a.m. to make sure they'd get in. There were already more than 350 people in front of them. Walker's uninsured, so she goes to RAM clinics whenever she can. At times, even just to accompany friends.
I like sometimes coming and just walking around and hanging out with whoever's coming because it's just amazing. Everything about it's amazing.
The Walkers were among nearly 900 people who got free medical, dental, or vision care from volunteer medical professionals this weekend. In a makeshift clinic that included dozens of dentist chairs in the Cookeville High Gym, vision testing machines above the bleachers, and physical therapy in the hallways. RAM was set up in the 1980s to deliver basic medical care to remote areas of the world. Today, the Knoxville-based nonprofit operates almost exclusively in the U.S., holding several of these events a month. And not all those who show up are uninsured, says RAM CEO Jeff Eastman. In Cookeville, at least 20% had full-time jobs, yet still couldn't cover all of their primary health care needs.
So that's your favorite waitress and waiter? That's the guy working down the street in the factory? We've had county employees come through today that actually work for the county and came here for care today.
Last year, close to 30,000 people were treated at RAM clinics, which continue to grow in urban centers, including cities like Dallas, Los Angeles, and Seattle. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.